Lock in all sports, all plays, all 5% best bets from now until Super Bowl 58 on February 11, 2024. From your favorite Wager Talk or Sports Memo handicapper for only $11.99 versus the regular price of $19.99 for a total savings of $800. This limited time super discount basically is 52 weeks at $23 per week, less than the price of one 4% play coming out to only $3.29 per day. With the cost of a 30-day all-access priced at $299, it is almost like getting 8 30-day all-access passes at no additional cost. As an added bonus, your all-access starts immediately, so the sooner you buy before Super Bowl, the more additional days you get for free.
Hey guys, welcome in. A happy Friday to you now, February the 3rd, 2023, as often running here in college hoops, and plenty of games coming up here over the next 48 to 72 hours. We've got 15 total tonight, but an absolute monster weekend on tap in college hoops. We do have a few of the marquee matchups tonight we're going to break down for you, see if we can't come up with a couple of edges, and we'll do it with three of the most profitable on the hardwood over at WagerTalk.com as we welcome back in Double R1L, Steve Merrill in the house. Dwayne Bryant is just happy Marco's not on the show. Also, Tony Amen, Finn bro. In the house here. It's good to know it. He can argue. He can disagree with Merrill and Finn all day. He's good to go there. But pleasure, guys, on this Friday. Small slate of games, though, but something tells me, Merrill, you might have one or two that you're keeping an eye on here at Wager Talk.
Yeah, you know, I'm always selective. Quality versus quantity is my mantra, and it's worked extremely well in a 27-12 basketball run, up over 40 units over the past month. So let's do the math. If you made a 30-day purchase a month ago, you're up over 40 units. Why not get on board now? Because you can get a two-for-one special. You don't have to decide if you want college or pro. They're each $179, but I'm giving you one for free when you buy the other. So buy one, get one. Get both college and pro for the next 30 days and nights for just $179. Instant 50% discount. No promo code needed. Get on board this 27-12 basketball run. Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com.
Can't go wrong with that there, Merrill. He's been absolutely crushing it, as so has Dwayne Bryant in the house. Again, college hoops, NBA action. Did you see anything tonight? You got up and loaded, ready to go.
I do. I've got a two-pack of college basketball best bets that are up right now at dbbets.com. That short link will take you to my personal Wager Talk page. These two plays tonight are backed by team-specific situational angles that have gone a combined 21-4, 84% winners this season. Those details are included in the write-ups. I am number one in college basketball profit at Wager Talk since December 1st. A $100 per unit better is up $5,585 with my college basketball plays since December 1st. And this college basketball two-pack of best bets for tonight is just $19 over at dbbets.com.
Can't go wrong, guys. Opportunity here to cash some tickets here as we head into this weekend. Tony Finn knows all about that. Is Finn, whether it's NBA or college, did you narrow it down yet to something?
Tonight I have one solo on the college hardwood, but as you mentioned, Joe, there's a bunch of games this weekend, and I'll narrow those down. I'll have them up sometime here this afternoon. But tonight, I picked on one game as far as reasons for the clients, and it's been a pretty good since January 7th, up 60 units, 60-30 as far as net profit goes. 60 units since January 7th. So all three of us sounds like we should probably bang our heads together this program today and come up with something good.
Absolutely, guys. Three of the most profitable. Visit them over at wagertalk.com as we'll head out to the Mountain West. And boy, oh boy, is this going to be a fun one here. The top two teams in the Mountain West, in fact, with Boise State and San Diego State. 5.5 is what we're seeing now for San Diego State. That was a little bit higher than that this morning. And now 134.5, as that is creeping up also here. The Aztecs back at home after a disappointing last game. And now Boise State's going to try to come in and upend them here. Woo! What do you think here, Merrill? Are they going to get it done here? Boise State go on the road and upend San Diego State?
Yeah, we've talked a lot. It seems like a lot of Tuesdays and Fridays San Diego State has been playing when I've been on the show recently. And we've talked about them for several games in a row here, including that Nevada game on Tuesday's show. And then, of course, last week they beat San Jose State by 21 at home. They'd come off a nice win against Utah State before that, the previous game. So maybe a little bit of a flat spot at Nevada. It was also a revenge spot for the Wolfpack. We talked about it here on the show. I said the situation, altitude, home court, strong home court revenge, all favored Nevada. But the better team, I thought, was San Diego State. And a little bit of a Swiss miss, as you know, in honor of our favorite Irish-Korean Kevin Dolan on Tuesday's show. So I'm not going to read too much into the San Diego State loss as a road favorite. I still think they're a very good team. And I think this actually sets up maybe a play on spot for them now. I like to take quality teams off a loss in a focused spot. They also have something, you know, we talk about revenge. I usually look at same season revenge, but they've actually got tournament revenge from last year. In fact, they've got triple revenge, if I'm not mistaken, from last year, as they lost all three meetings in the 2022 season last spring, including on the neutral court in the tournament in March. They lost at home 42-37. Oh, boy, that was not the halftime score. The halftime score was 23-22 in that game. And then they lost at Boise by one, and then they lost by one again on the neutral court in the tournament as a slight favorite. So I think that's pretty meaningful triple revenge off a loss. This looks like a good setup here for San Diego State tonight.
Yeah, it was not like a little home cooking, but, you know, we've always known San Diego State to be this great defensive, elite defensive team, but elite is what many consider Boise State defensively this year. Are you buying it that they can go on the road and take down San Diego State there, Dwayne?
I'm not. Boise's got some injury issues, too. You know, senior guard Marcus Shaver and senior forward Najee Smith are both, I believe, game-time decisions last I checked. Between the two of them, you're talking 23 points per game and about 11.5 boards. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be crucial for Boise to have them on the court. Now, the line was up to -7 last night. It's ticked down to as low as -5.5 today, the last I looked. So that may be an indication that one or both of them plays here. I haven't heard an official announcement on that yet. And this line will certainly drop, I believe, if it is announced that Shaver Jr. and Smith play. So if you like Boise, you might want to lock them in now if you haven't already. And if you like San Diego State, maybe you wait because I do see that overnight line drop as an indicator that at least Shaver Jr. will play. And if that announcement does come out, you'll get a better number on the Aztecs after that announcement. However, if it's announced that Shaver Jr. is not going to play tonight, this line is undoubtedly going to creep back up. I mean, and we've seen it in these basketball games so many times where a key player is a game-time decision. And if it's announced that he is going to play, everybody lines up to bet that side. And then more often than not, they don't get the money. Or it goes the other way and it's announced that the key player is not going to play. So everybody lines up to bet on their opponent. And then only to have the key player's team step up, play a great game in his absence, and then they get the money. So I do think San Diego State's had this game circled. Steve touched on it. Since last season's Mountain West Conference Tournament Championship game, going into that game, San Diego State had already lost two close games to Boise last season by 1 and 5 points. Then they get them in the conference title game, and I believe San Diego State had two chances to sink the winning bucket in the last 10 seconds or so, and they just couldn't do it. Lost again by a single point. So you know the Aztecs are going to be ready for tonight. Were they looking ahead to this big game when they lost by 9 at Nevada on Tuesday? I mean, only they know for sure, but it certainly does make sense. I'm leaning San Diego State here. I mean, the Mountain West doesn't normally schedule teams to play on the road after just playing in the altitude of Colorado Springs, but that's the situation for Boise State here. They just play it at Air Force on Tuesday, and teams in this situation are 0-5 straight up and against the spread this season, losing by an average of 25 points per game. So I'll take San Diego State here.
Taking the star, all right, get them done with the Aztecs to get it done at home, hold serve here. How about you, Finn? Are you a believer that they right the ship after that loss to Nevada?
I think that was two really good breakdowns of this game by both of my esteemed colleagues. It's an injury concern, and if we've all of us that have followed the Mountain West know that Leon Rice isn't going to tell us a damn thing. What he says isn't necessarily what will be. I think he's fairly transparent when he says, I listened to some interviews of him, and he said basically his words were huge concern with injuries to starters Marcus Shaver Jr. and Najee Smith. And the line, as Dwayne indicated, has ticked back from 7-5. That 5-7 range is probably what we're going to see for this game. And if you see a 7, I don't think the two guys, at least one of them is out. I think if you see a 5, then one of them's probably in. I don't think both are going to be in. So if you're, if you're a gambler instead of an investor, maybe you want to throw a dart here and take a chance. I'm not, but I would probably agree with both when they mentioned that San Diego State's in a big spot here. They've played well. Boise 4-0, last four games against the number against the spread, right? San Diego State needs this game. If I'm going to be in this room, I'm going to be on the Aztecs. However, I want to know a little bit more before I jump in.
All right, there you go. Here, guys, should be a good one to start off there with Boise State and San Diego State. We'll head over to St. Louis next as the Virginia Commonwealth on their way to take on the Billikens. 2.5 is what they are laying. That total is 139.5. 7:00 Eastern Time tip on this one. Kind of an up and down season here for the Billikens. They're at home as a favorite. Are you buying them here, Merrill?
Yeah, by the way, that total was 139.5. It instantly, in the last 30 seconds, we've seen some under money come in at 215 Eastern on the Light Wager Talk live odd screen. We've seen some of the sharper books go to 139 for what it's worth, and it did open 141.5. So it looks like the sharp money is on the under in this game. Kind of makes sense. It should be a hard-fought game, a very tight game throughout. And, once again, we're in the middle of conference play, so one of the first things we do is to see if they've played yet. They have not. They played once last year, and it was a 69-65 win as a 2.5-point home favorite. A game stayed under the 135.5, so that would have stayed under this total as well. These are two teams in pretty good current form for the most part. In fact, if you look at Matt Joseph's Virginia Commonwealth Rams, they have won, I believe, 7 of their last 8. St. Louis had won 6 straight until they lost at Fordham. So I think the setup is probably better for the Billikens at home as a small favorite.
All right, Billikens, it is small favorite here. What are you thinking, Dwayne? Are you in agreement? The Billikens decide here?
I'm actually looking at the total here because I really don't trust either side, to be perfectly honest. St. Louis hasn't lost a conference home game to this point, but they did lose straight up as a 16-point home favorite against SIU Edwardsville. So, I mean, this game's not a given. VCU just got beat by the Bonnies as a double-digit home favorite 6 days ago. So I don't really trust them either, man. I think the total is the way to go in this game. People that know me know that I like taking unders, especially when I've got a road team that can play defense. That's what we have here with VCU number one in the Atlanta defense. And the turnover percentage. So having some extra empty possessions is definitely an under better's best friend. Another plus for the under here is that neither team takes many three-point shots. In fact, these two teams are 13th and 15th out of 15 teams in the conference in three-point attempts per field goal. So, we look at St. Louis. They're off a 10-point road loss at Fordham. It's worth noting that the under is 3-0 this season when St. Louis is at home off a road loss, and those three games went under by an average of 15.8 points a game. VCU has played under in 5 of its last 6 games, and they've held their last 5 opponents combined to shoot 37.6% from the field. So, you know, the line's been ticking down, and I agree with the move. I think the under is the right play in this game.
All right, leaning towards the under in this one here. What are you thinking there, Finn? You going side total here? Who do you like in this matchup?
I have an issue with these darn St. Louis Billikens. I have not been able to put my arms around them at all. Typically, you know, if you depending on who you look at, as far as not as pre-conference and preseason conference favorites, St. Louis is one of those teams. Not that VCU wasn't, but St. Louis was a team I thought was the over at least a consensus favorite to win this conference, C-10. And you know, VCU comes in off of a hard fought win over Davidson. Is that correct? Yeah, Davidson. They were small short favorites and didn't cover. What happened to the Billikens? They lost as an outright favorite, 75-65, I believe, for Fordham. So it's one team, the Rams, 8-2 in conference play. Billikens, 7-2, I believe. And VCU has owned this series typically over the last 5 years, 4 or 5 years. I think they're 8-2 overall against St. Louis. So you're looking for a Rams team going for two straight. You're looking for a Billikens team to try to bounce back. So the line is... the line is right where I think it should be, and I would probably have a lean to this under just as Dwayne. Billikens have not been very good defensively. VCU has played well defensively, yeah, and Billikens have not. VCU 63 and change per game, Billikens 75 and change. If the Billikens are going to win this game and compete hard, they're going to have to be focused defensively more than they are offensively. So I'll stay with the under here in this A-10 matchup.
All right, leading towards another one there with the Billikens taking on VCU here tonight. We do have another big game here tonight. In fact, in the MAC, this should be fun, huh? Kent State traveling down the road a little bit there, taking on the Akron Zips. Kent State still a 1-point road favorite here, it looks like. 133 is the total here, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And, of course, our good friends of the show, Adam Trigger, and his brother from a different mother, Brian Power, they will be holding hands at this game here tonight, Merrill. What do you think? Yep, there they are. We'll have more live up-to-the-minute photos coming as well next week. That should be a good time. What are you thinking here, Merrill? Who is going to be the winner of this game when it's all said and done tonight?
Are they really going to this game, Joe?
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay, so they're in Akron, Ohio, in early February. I mean, all the places to travel in. Well, I know
what better place.
I mean, I know they're both in. I know Adam's up in New York where it's cold anyway. But you gotta be kidding me. No offense, Akron, but you couldn't pay me enough to go to Akron, Ohio right now. It's gonna be 18 degrees overnight here in Virginia. I'm already dreading that. I might be down in your neck of the woods overnight here, Joe, to get away from this cold. But anyway, it'd be a good matchup, I guess. We'll see what happens. They'll have to hold hands to stay warm so we get some good photos at least. And, one thing that jumps out to me about Akron is they play really slow, 310th tempo in the country. So that's something that always catches your eye. And I do think at home, we've talked about this a lot, teams can control the tempo a little bit better on their home court. And we have seen this total go from 134 in the opener down to 133 now in some spots, 133.5 in others. You know, I talked about the Wager Talk live odd screen was live ticking to the under in that on VCU St. Louis game, where at the same time about 5 minutes ago, some sharp money was coming in on Kent State. They opened as a 1-point dog. Heckam, now they're a 1-point road favorite. So there's been a little bit of sharp action on Kent State. I think if they can speed this game up, they do have the edge. Two good teams right now, though. Akron's won 7 straight. Kent's won like 11 out of 12. Pick'em price looks about right to me. I'd probably lean towards Kent State, though, as I think they're the better overall team, even though it's a tough road game for them.
All right. Well, they got, I do believe it was Akron that bounced Kent State in the championship game last year in this tournament. So pretty much the entire team came back for Kent State. They on the road, they've been pretty good here this year. Dwayne, are you buying them on going on the road to the Zips and handling it?
Joe, are you noticing that there's a lot more agreement going on in this show?
Yes. Yeah.
I wonder what the difference is here.
I want to borrow some money after the show, so I'm just agreeing.
Anyway. What happens when you don't invite Marco? That's right.
I'm actually looking at the total again in this game. Those of you that know me know that I'm primarily a totals handicapper when it comes to college basketball. I've got to give the under strong consideration here. Steve mentioned it. We've got two of the slowest paced teams in the conference. They're 10th and 12th out of 12 MAC teams in adjusted tempo. They're also 1-2 in defensive efficiency in the conference as well. Kent State's holding teams 8.1 points per game below their season average. Akron's holding teams 7.4 points per game below their season average. They're also 1-2 in defensive turnover percentage in the MAC. So we might see a very good chance we're going to see more than the average number of empty possessions in this game. That's always good for an under better as well. Neither team is anything special at getting to the free throw line. In fact, these defenses are pretty good at keeping teams off the charity stripe. Something worth mentioning also, the 4-0 this season when Kent State is a road dog. Now, I believe Steve just said they flipped to a favorite. If they go back to being the dog, again, 4-0 to the under as a road dog, under by 17.5 points per game. I do know that this series has been heavily dominated by unders, especially when the number is in this area. But honestly, that doesn't even factor into my handicap of this game. I just wanted to point it out and say that the history between these schools is irrelevant to me because the players change every couple seasons. The farthest I would look back would be last season, and both games had a similar total, and both games did stay under. I do expect more of the same here, so I'm going to go ahead and say the under is my play for this game.
All right. Logan, looking at the under in this one. How about you, Finn? It is a coin flip game here. Are you going side? You looking total? How do you approach it?
Well, this is a pretty interesting game. It's the MAC. So do we think that the MAC tournament champion is at least a spot, a crown that a team wants to wear heading into March? And I say yes. Although this game, the championship game would be in March, or the end of March, let's say, the end of March, the middle end of March. The Flashes, they won their last game. They're an 18.5 point favorite. So that tells you a little bit about some of the discrepancy in the conference. You won't see that in Big 12 play or some of the other conferences. 18.5 favorites, pretty big favorites. They beat Central Michigan 81-69. Did not cover, but easily gets the win. And this is a game that could be the MAC championship. Again, if it comes down to that, I mean, this is a team. They're Ohio rivals, right? Kent State, Akron, sole possession tonight for first place in the MAC, at least during regular season play. And Kent State did win both. Somebody mentioned Kent State won both last year. Akron, of course, spit in the face and had a 20-point victory in the MAC championship game. So there's a lot of what the F kind of thing going on. Who wants to win? Who can win? Who's better? Who shows up? That kind of thing. I think this is a good game tonight. I think it's a really good game. I'm going to stay with Kent State. I like Kent State in this game because of what happened last. And I'm not a big revenge guy, Joe, or guys, not at all. I think in-season revenge comes to play. And you've seen that already in some of the other conferences where the kids even spoke out to the media against some of the coaches' wishes. And that gets to be Bolton more material. In this game, give me Kent State. To take a little bit of last season revenge over the Akron team who crushed them by 20 in the MAC.
Yeah, they beat them up pretty good. So there you go, guys. Three pretty good games here across the board on this 15-game slate. And now it is, of course, time to figure out if there might be a game here that these guys like a little bit more than the rest. So on this Friday, Merrill, kick us off. Tell us which of these games here might you be leaning towards?
Yeah, you know, it's the first weekend, I guess, since what, August with no football. So, you know, this is the time to be playing basketball. And I say it each and every year that if I had to take one sport on a desert island to make money with each and every season, it'd be college hoops. I think it's the most beatable sport. And look, there's a reason why you can instantly bet hundreds of thousands, if not millions, on the Super Bowl, and they won't blink an eye. But if you go to bet 5,000 on a college basketball game, you're going to get a lot of looks. And that's because these lines are weaker. So there's a lot of value. There's hundreds of games this weekend. So now's the time to get on board on 28 and 13. I said 27 and 12, 28 and 13. We went 1-1 last night, missed out by a basket from another 2-0 sweep. But still 28 and 13 over the past 3 weeks. Over the last month, up over 40 units in college and pro basketball alone. Up over the last 2 years on sides in college and pro hoops, up over 119 units. I know what I'm doing when it comes to basketball. And right now you can buy one, get one free. Buy college, get pro, or vice versa. You don't have to decide. They're both $179 each, or you can get them both for $179 total. No promo code needed. Expires this weekend. Last chance. Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com. Let's look at a free play, late night free play tonight on Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. And that's going to be the UNLV Running Rebels minus the 9.5 points. And this game is on Fox Sports 1 tonight at 11 Eastern on Friday. We talk about revenge a lot in college hoops, and I've always said revenge is a very overrated factor because almost every team playing right now has revenge because there's a lot of second meetings there in the month of February. But I always like to play better teams with revenge because obviously they're capable of winning if they're the better team. And also, they're probably focused that they lost to an inferior team the first time. And also, home teams do better. And UNLV checks all those boxes here. A very not a misleading, but a random win by Fresno back on January 21st, just a couple weeks ago. Fresno's gone 0-6 straight up, 1-5 ATS on each game, the other three games on each side of that win. So it's their only win in the past seven games. They shot lights out, as is often the case in misleading wins or random wins. They shot 47.5% from three-point range at home. That's not going to continue tonight. And UNLV has actually been an above-average defensive team on the season. UNLV, that was their fourth straight loss. They weren't playing good basketball, but it's kickstarted them as they've now won three straight in a row, and they've covered three straight. So we get two teams heading in opposite directions, the much better team in a focused, legitimate revenge spot tonight. Give me UNLV minus the 9.5 Friday night at 11 Eastern on Fox Sports 1. And don't forget, Red Hot in Basketball, it continues this weekend. A huge card for Saturday. Get all of my best bets for the next 30 days and nights for just $179 complete. It's an instant 50% discount. Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com.
All right, good stuff there. And how about it now, Dwayne? Which one of these games did you circle for us on a best bet?
All right, just a quick reminder to head over to dbbets.com and get my college basketball two-pack tonight for just $19. Like I said, I'm number one in college basketball profits since December 1st. A $100 per unit better is up over $5,500 in that time. And the two plays tonight are backed by current season situational angles that are combined 21-4, 84% winners. And again, those two plays are just $19 at dbbets.com. Free best bet for the show here. I'm looking at the first half line. Nevada laying 6.5 over Air Force. Air Force lives and dies by the three-pointer, which is odd to me because they don't even hit them at a good percentage. They're also not a good offensive rebounding team, while Nevada is the second-best defensive rebounding team in the conference. So Air Force isn't going to see many second-chance opportunities here. The Falcons are also dead last in the Mountain West in defensive rebound percentage, so Nevada should see plenty of second-chance opportunities. Nevada's also great at getting to the free-throw line. They're 22nd out of 363 teams in the country at free-throw attempts per field goal attempt. So with Air Force dead last in the conference at free throw attempts allowed per field goal attempts allowed, Nevada should shoot a ton of free throws in this game. And not only that, but they shoot them very well, 80% on the season. That's fifth best in the nation. These two teams just squared off on New Year's Eve in Colorado Springs. They're 11.5, and then they coasted to a six-point win. Similar situation last season when they played. Nevada led by 7.5 in Colorado Springs, and then they just played them even in the second half, maintained that seven-point margin. So it looks to me like the first half line is a better option here. And in what should be a slow-paced game, laying double digits is not something I like to do. But given how Nevada has played this Air Force team in its most recent meetings, and given that Air Force is 1-9 against the first half line in conference play this season, taking Nevada minus 6.5 in the first half looks like a solid play.
All right, there you go, guys. A little first half action there tonight. How about you, Finn? Which game on the card here are you looking at tonight for us?
I'm going to agree with Dwayne. We're in agreement. Everything's agree. Everybody's it's a good day.
Kumbaya on a Friday.
Yeah, Kumbaya. It's a Kumbaya Friday. he's got the first half. I'm comfortable. I'm even comfortable laying the 11 with Nevada tonight. And I'll do the. He can have the half game halftime line. I'll have the full game line. This is the Nevada Wolfpack team that that really I was impressed with the 75-66 win over at the time 26th ranked San Diego Aztecs, A-State Aztecs. They shot 50% from the field, and as Dwayne said, It's a good free throw shooting team. When you're a good free throw shooting team, I really feel comfortable with them late in conference play in games that not only that have to, that are close, but games that have double digit spreads, because this Mountain West is pretty fiercely competitive. And these guys, even if they're down 8, 9, 10, San Diego State, they're going to be fouling and trying. And if you get your free throws, I think you cover those double digit numbers. 87% from the foul line last game, 20 and 23. 6 total turnovers against, as you mentioned, Joe, a team that really hung their hat on being defensive heavy over the years, right? I really like the backcourt, Jared Lucas, 26 points last game. In the paint, Will Baker looked really good, almost a double-double, 19 points, 9 rebounds. And this was a bounce back from losing to UNLV, an interstate rival, kind of, if you call it that. 68-62. So this is a game where I'm comfortable laying the double digits. I think that not only is Wayne right about halftime, I think they lead by double digits at halftime and they just separate themselves even more tonight to give me the Nevada Wolfpack as the best bet for Friday night hoops.
Boom, there we go. A whole lot of action here in the Mountain West late night games here tonight. We do have, of course, our friends at the Gold Sheet. They are looking Ivy League tonight with Brown taking on Dartmouth, and they're going to like Brown in this one. With the exception of free throw shooting, they're saying Brown holds every advantage in just about every meaningful analytic category, and they do here. Brown has won the first meeting back in January. They did win it by 7, and Dartmouth, it is Jekyll and Hyde there. Can't trust them. They don't trust them. They like Brown laying that small number 2 right now at Dartmouth. All right, I'm going to go with the complete paint, watching paint dry game tonight. So I'm going to go with the under with Canisius and Niagara. This is a game, guys, where the first one to 60 is going to win. If you like offense, do not watch this game whatsoever. It is going to be brutal. But one of these teams, probably Niagara, is going to get the 60, and that'll be the end of the game. So we'll go under the 130 mark there with Canisius taking on Niagara. And once again, just to recap it for you, as Merrill is looking out west with UNLV to get it done there, lay the 9.5, while Dwayne Bryant looking first half with Nevada, 6.5, getting it done against Air Force. Finn thinks the full game is the way to go. He's going to lay the 11 in this one. I'm going to go with that under in Canisius Niagara at 130, and our friends from the Gold Sheet, Brown, laying 2 against Dartmouth is the way they are going. And guys, tomorrow, this weekend, all together, a monster, and I mean absolutely monster weekend on the hardwood, both NBA and college basketball. Do yourself a favor, hop on over to wagertalk.com, visit Steve Merrill, visit Dwayne Bryant, and of course, visit Tony Finn. Grab one of those 3-day, 7-day, 30-day all access packages, guys, and you never got to worry about what the best bets are. You're going to have them first. So visit Dwayne, visit Steve, visit Tony today, and let's make this one hell of a profitable 3-day weekend beginning tonight with the small slate of games in college hoops. We'll be back on Monday. Plenty still to come here. It's getting to be crunch time in conferences all around the country, and we've got you covered here with the College Basketball Tip-Off Show. On behalf of Steve Merrill, Tony Finn, Dwayne Bryant, we appreciate the time, guys. Best of luck with all the plays this weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. See you then.
Lock in all sports, all plays, all 5% best bets from now until Super Bowl 58 on February 11, 2024. From your favorite Wager Talk or Sports Memo handicapper for only $11.99 versus the regular price of $19.99 for a total savings of $800. This limited time super discount basically is 52 weeks at $23 per week, less than the price of one 4% play, coming out to only $3.29 per day. With the cost of a 30-day all-access priced at $299, it is almost like getting 8 30-day all-access passes at no additional cost. As an added bonus, your all-access starts immediately, so the sooner you buy before Super Bowl, the more additional days you get for free.